I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Joe Biden has announced new steps to vaccinate more Americans against COVID-19 while criticizing those who have not gotten their shots. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
The president says most Americans have done the right thing by getting vaccinated. He and they are frustrated by the 80 million who have not.
We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin. And your refusal has cost all of us.
Among other steps, he's rolling out sweeping federal vaccine requirements affecting as many as 100 million Americans, including mandating that all employers with more than 100 workers require vaccinations or weekly tests. The moves come as the U.S. sees a sharp rise in cases, about 300% more each day than at this time last year. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The Los Angeles Board of Education has voted to require students 12 and older to be vaccinated against the coronavirus if they attend in-person classes in the nation's second largest school district. The board's vote Thursday makes Los Angeles by far the largest of a very small number of districts with a vaccine requirement. Nearby Culver City imposed a similar policy last month for its 7,000 students. L.A. has about 630,000 students. Under the plan for Los Angeles, students 12 and up who participate in sports and other extracurricular activities need to be fully vaccinated by the end of October. A down day on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 0.43%, the S&P 500 lost 0.46%, and the NASDAQ dropped 0.25%. Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. Some 200 foreigners, including Americans, landed in the Qatari capital Doha on Thursday after leaving Afghanistan's capital Kabul on a commercial flight. It was the first such large-scale departure since the U.S. and other forces completed their frantic withdrawal over a week ago. Ned Price is the State Department spokesman.
And we remain deeply committed to facilitating the safe transit of U.S. citizens, LPRs, and at-risk Afghans who wish to leave Afghanistan, and we will continue our efforts. We will be relentless in doing so.
The Qatar Airways flight to Doha marked a breakthrough in the bumpy coordination between the United States and Afghanistan's new Taliban rulers. A days-long standoff over charter planes at another airport in Afghanistan has left dozens of passengers stranded. The UN Special Envoy for Afghanistan is urging the world to unite to prevent the economic collapse of the country, to address fears the Taliban's Islamic State may spread to its neighbors, and to fight terrorism. Deborah Lyons told the UN Security Council Thursday the Taliban have visibly welcomed and sheltered al-Qaeda members, and that Islamic State extremists remain active and could gain strength.
Al-Qaeda members remain in Afghanistan, visibly welcomed and sheltered by the de facto Taliban authorities. Islamic State Khorasan province remains active and could gain strength.
Nobel Peace Prize winner and advocate for women and girls' education, Malala Yousafzai, joined Lyons. She asked the UN to ask the Taliban government to commit to guarantee and protect the rights of women and girls and for increased financial packages to ensure that all Afghan children can return to school as soon as possible. The number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits last week fell to 310,000, a pandemic low and a sign that the surge in COVID-19 cases caused by the Delta variant has not led to widespread layoffs. The Labor Department showed that jobless claims dropped from a revised total of 345,000 last week. The number of applications has fallen steadily since topping 900,000 in early January, reflecting the steady reopening of the U.S. economy after the pandemic recession. However, the spread of the Delta variant has put renewed pressure on the economy and the job market. You can find more on our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.